I can see I might have to be approaching some more people in the church for some auditions for the worship team. The hidden talents are hidden no more. You know, one of the reasons that I enjoy this time of year is, and it's really the reason that we've been talking about all just through our whole service today, is this is a time when we celebrate why Jesus came to earth, right? There's lots of fun things that happen around Christmas time. It's great to see family. I'm looking forward to seeing my brother and his wife, and then my brother-in-law, and sister-in-law and their family over the course of the next 2 weeks. I mean, there's lots of things that we look forward to at this time of year, and family is one of them. But above all, it's a time to celebrate why Jesus came to earth. And according to God's word, there's two primary reasons why God came to earth. Fallon read John 3:16 earlier. I'm going to read John 4:9, a similar verse. It says, "In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him." So that's reason number one. Why did God send his Son? Out of love for us. Ephesians 2, 4, and 5 says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together in Christ." And that verse in the Amplified says, "In order to satisfy the great and wonderful and intense love which he loved us, God made us alive together in fellowship and in union with Christ." And so without Christ, we were lost, right? The Bible says we were dead in our trespasses. That means we are dead in our sin. Sin had us in a hold, and there was no way for us to be in right relationship with God. Righteousness through the law covered man's sins, right? It covered it temporarily, but that there was no relationship with the law, right? There was no relationship at all with the law. It was just a set of rules. And so Jesus came to earth so that we could be made righteous through him, but actually have a true relationship with God the Father, and of course with Jesus, by being united in Christ with Jesus. 1 John 3:8 says, "For this purpose the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." So this is reason number two. The Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Reason number one, why did Jesus come to earth? Because of God's great, intense love for you and I, to reconcile us, to give us relationship. But the second reason that Jesus came to earth was to destroy the works of the devil. You know, since the dawn of time, since the beginning of creation, the devil has been working overtime to keep the people on earth bound up in sin, right? He's been doing everything he can to wreak havoc, to cause destruction in the lives of people around the world. And I don't believe that for a second God ever had any intention of letting the devil get away with it, right? He had some time to do his thing. Those of you who are parents, would you let someone run around and oppress and abuse your children and stand by and watch that? You would never do it, right? And so God never intended to let his children stand by and be oppressed by the devil. And so real love does something about it, right? And that's why Jesus came to earth, to absolutely destroy the devil and to destroy the works of the devil so you and I could be free. That is awesome, exciting news. Romans 6:7-11 says, "For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we will know that we also live with him. We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead, and he will never die again. Death no longer has any power over him. When he died once to break the power of sin. But now that he lives for the glory of God. You should also consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus." Sin no longer has any power over you and I. And if we come to Christ and acknowledge him as Lord of our lives, then we can be made alive in Jesus. And we can live and rule and reign with him, because he's no longer dead, right? He's seated at the right hand of the Father. And so Christmas time, when we have a revelation of all this, when we understand this, when we embrace this truth, Christmas time becomes so much more meaningful and so much more rich to us. You know, it's a time to remember that God has such intense and passionate love towards his people that he wasn't going to let them be bound in sin and let them be bound slaves to the devil any longer. And he sent Jesus to give us right relationship and to destroy the works of the devil. I really like this set of verses in Philippians 2, 6 to 11. I'm going to end with this. Philippians 2, 6 to 11. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. Therefore, God elevated him to a place of highest honor and gave him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So here we have Jesus, who agreed to be born just in the most humble of ways. God sent him to be born in the most humble of ways. But that humble baby, of course, became the sacrifice for sin and became the redemption from all of mankind. And now he's seated at the throne of the Father. Now he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that's why Christmas is so special. That's why we can rejoice. That's why this time of year is just such a time of great joy. So just, if that's a decision that you haven't made, I'm gonna pray right now just to end off our service. And I just invite you can make that commitment in your heart right now. If you've not made the decision to say, Jesus, you're my Lord, I recognize that I'm bound in sin. Sin has a hold of me. But you sent your Son. God, you sent your Son, Jesus, so I could be free. I could be completely free from the power of sin. I'm no longer limited, no longer oppressed. So I'm going to pray, and you just agree in your hearts with me right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great sacrifice. We thank you that because of your great and intense love toward us, you sent your Son, Jesus, on the cross. You sent your Son to die for our sin, and his blood was shed so we could have right relationship with you, so we could have a relationship with the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus, to destroy the works of the enemy, to completely annihilate everything that sin has done. All the destruction and all the impression, all the things that the devil has done and tried to do in our lives, that was undone at the cross. And so we thank you, Jesus, for that. We thank you, Lord, that you've set us free. And what you've set free is free indeed, Lord. And so we rejoice in that truth. We rejoice in that knowledge. And we come to you today and we make you Lord of our lives. We say, you are our Savior. You are our Lord. You've died for our sins. We recognize that and we choose to live for you. We choose to accept your free gift, your gift of salvation. We choose to recognize that why you came was to set us free and give us relationship with God. We thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, amen.